Ne, atrevai, biški vieną koją arba ilginti, arba ten, arba ten pažemint koją reikia, va ten tą.
We're here on the outskirts of Pabradė, on Lithuania's freezing border with Belarus. This flat and snowy forest, a few hours outside the capital, is best known as a military training ground. And this weekend, military reservists are being pitted against an unlikely adversary, the Lithuanian Riflemen's Union, a paramilitary organization made up of civilian volunteers. And one of them is showing us their frontline position now.
Very severe smoke, where is the main enemy forces. We had an outpost there in the morning, but we lost it during the day. So now enemy is somewhere behind that fire, and this is our last defense line. So we're running some propaganda and then preparing for night.
What's going to happen at night?
We don't know. No, seriously, we don't know yet.
In this exercise, around 40 of the riflemen are taking on the role of little green men, or separatist forces, who have taken over a village that the reservists are going to try and assault during the night. A small group of the Lithuanian riflemen are breaking off here a few hours before the main exercises are set to begin to do a patrol of the perimeter of this mock village that they're holding.
Prostitute went there. We're gonna do some like provocations for them. She will offer herself, let's say, and she has a bomb with her, so she probably gonna shoot a couple of them or try to do that. And afterwards, we are ordered to go back after we're going to hear the shots.
The Riflemen's Union has seen its numbers skyrocket since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. It now has about 10,000 members. But with politicians and civilians concerned that Russia may try a similar takeover in the Baltic states, the Riflemen's Union hopes their membership will keep growing. Another EU and NATO member might worry about the rise of a paramilitary group, but not Lithuania. Since the Baltic country gained its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991, the Riflemen's Union has been a fierce and loyal partner to the government in Vilnius. In fact, every year since 2014, the Lithuanian government has issued a manual to its citizens explaining what to do in the case of a Russian invasion. As night falls, members of the Riflemen Union prepare for the assault on their village. In lamplight that shows their freezing breath, the men load blanks into the magazines of their rifles and assemble dud mines. It snowed very heavily overnight, and everyone here is wondering how that will impact the mission. One of the men, 34-year-old Mindaugas Petraitis, is a translator in civilian life. The other members of the Riflemen Union are tax consultants or small business owners. He says he was among the first wave of men and women to join the paramilitaries in 2014.
I don't like calling this country our enemy because we are not looking for enemies. It's just weird how a tiny country like Lithuania is perceived by a much greater country in the sense of size as an enemy to them. How can we be an enemy to anyone? We just want to live our calm little lives. Give us a break.
It's 7 a.m., about an hour after the exercise officially started, and we're just hearing now more consistent bursts of fire from both sides. By the time the sun rises, the riflemen have held their positions and fended off the military reservists. The result boosted the confidence of the riflemen, but has probably left some reservist commanders concerned about what would happen if their troops were to face off against a foreign army.
Was it good?
Yeah.
It was?
How to improve and stuff.
For Radio France International, this is Jonathan Brown in Pabradė, Lithuania.